在诗篇这个作诗的人，实在是让我们看见他向着主是那个何等一个渴慕的心。
We see here how the one who wrote this psalm, how much his heart was toward the Lord.
其实我们知道，如果大部分当我们读过四福音四福音书的弟兄姐妹们，我们都可以知道，主来到这个地上，他就是一个一个的来呼召我们，来拣选我们。
For brothers and sisters here who are familiar with the four Gospels, we all know that our Lord Jesus, when He came, He called each of the disciples, each of us, one by one.
但是我们有没有思想过，主为什么这样做？
But have we ever considered why our Lord Jesus did it in the way that He did?
主好像做了一些我们觉得很不可理解、很麻烦的事情在我们身上。
Oftentimes, the Lord does what is some things that are not understandable, that are bothersome in our lives.
他如果要救我们
，If He wanted to save us,
为什么要这么麻烦
？Why did He have to go through such a complicated way？
实在因为他顾念我们。
It is truly because He cares for us.
他顾念我们到一个地步，他跟我们的关系不是一个救主的关系。
He cared for us so much to the point that His relationship with us was not simply as a savior and the ones being saved.
好像是一个那个爱情的关系一样。
But rather, it changed into a relationship of love.
所以为什么在旧约里面有雅歌书？
Oh, and that's why in the Old Testament you have the Songs of Solomon.
雅歌书里面就好像谈到我们跟这位神那个爱情，跟那位神彼此那么亲密密切的关系一样。
And in the Song of Songs.It describes how great is our love with our God.
所以每当像我读到刚才我们一开始念的这一节诗篇的经文。
And so that's why whenever I read this verse which we just read before,
我有时候自己就好像很难体会到为什么作诗的人跟我们的神这么的亲密。
I find it hard to believe that the writer of this psalm had such a close relationship with our God.
有时候我也很也很羡慕，也盼望能够这样。
Many times I really wish I was like this psalm writer.
但是好像心里面那个爱啊，又是这么的零碎，这么的不没有一样。
But many times my heart's love seems to be so weak or it's not even there.
就好像我读到诗篇四十二篇也一样，那里讲到说，如鹿渴慕溪水。
Just like it says in Psalm 42, we know that it reads there. It says, "As the deer panteth for the water."
那个渴慕。
That longing, that panting.
所以主常常问我。
So oftentimes the Lord asks me.
向着主，我究竟有没有那个渴慕？
Whether or not I have that desire towards the Lord.
因为其实我今天要交通的主要的题目是跟随主。
Because the primary subject I'll be addressing today is following the Lord.
我们知道有很多，特别在四福音里面，我们也常常也劝弟兄姐妹，我们要跟随主。
We know that in the four Gospels, we exhort brothers and sisters to follow the examples there, to follow the Lord.
甚至我们知道主耶稣呼召门徒，所以呢，我们也有很多想要鼓励弟兄姐妹怎么样跟随，所以甚至还有门徒的训练我们怎么样跟随。
We know that our Lord Jesus called His disciples to follow Him. And so we encourage brothers and sisters to become disciples. We have discipleship programs, things like that.
但是我想，如果在我们里面，如果对主没有一个渴慕的心的话。
But I'd like to tell brothers and sisters, if in our hearts we don't have that heart of desire towards our God.
你可以接受训练。
You could receive training.
但是可能没有办法跟随，而且是一直的跟随。
But you will not be able to follow all the time.
上个主日，我们来了一位年轻高大的弟兄叫 John Paul.
Last week we had this bulky young man who came. His name was John Paul.
我心里真的很感谢主。
I truly thank our Lord for him.
因为他提到了一件很重要的事情。
Because he pointed out something that's very important.
他说。
He said.
服侍主，他要跟神。有那个亲密密切的关系。
When serving the Lord, he needed to have an intimate relationship with God.
每天就跟呼吸一样，不能间断。
And to have that intimate relationship, it has to be daily, like breathing.
相信，我想弟兄姐妹，如果上个礼拜来，他用那种叫做呼吸CPR 啊。我不知道中文怎么讲，就是急救的那个的方式来比喻，很贴切。
Last week, if you came, you know that he used example of CPR to describe how close a relationship we should be having with God.
他也讲到一个很重要的地方。
And he spoke of a very important place.
他服侍，他有这么多的。年轻的孩子们，他说，如果他不靠着主，他没有办法。
He was serving younger children, and he said that if he did not have the strength of God, he could not do it by himself.
其实，这也是今天很多服侍主在今天教会里面的一个危机。
Truly, this actually is a serious condition for those who are serving the church.
我们常常去接受训练。
Many times we undergo training.
我们说要有人来教我们。
We say we need someone to teach us.
我们就忘了像这位弟兄他所提醒我们的，我们要靠着主。
We forget that foremost we must rely on the Lord.
所以真的很感谢主。
So I truly thank the Lord.
他用我们的弟兄提醒我们这么重要的事情。
That he used this brother to remind us of this.
这也跟我今天的交通也有一点点的关联。
And this actually also relates in some sort of way to what I'm sharing today.
所以我很愿意，我们来花一点时间看看，到底跟随主，我们是怎么样才能够走得下去。
So I'd like to spend some time today discussing how can we continue to follow our Lord.
因为在我们这一阵子，我们现在查的是约翰福音。
Because as you know, we've been studying the book of John.
所以相信大家对约翰福音都比较稍微熟悉一点，所以我就用着约翰福音的部分，我们来有一点分享。
So because we've been studying the book of John recently, I'd like to share from the book of John, concerning my topic.
因为在约翰福音呢，一开始我们看见的记载。
Because we see that in the beginning of the book of John, it already has this.
门徒们第一次跟主的相遇。
It speaks of the first time the disciples met up with our Lord Jesus.
为什么老约翰？其实老约翰在写约翰福音的时候，他的年纪已经非常非常大了。
We know that when John the Apostle wrote the book of John, he was already very old.
他写约翰福音的时候是他已经从拔摩海岛关在拔摩海岛之后被释放回来以后的事情。
We know that he wrote the book of John after he was imprisoned at Patmos Island and he was released and came back.
他在晚年的时候，他还常常想到他跟主初次相遇的那样的一个光景。
In his later years, he never forgot and continued to remember the first time he met our Lord.
所以在约翰福音第一章开始。
So in the Gospel of John, chapter 1,
我们可以看见有第一天、第二天、第三天等等等等。
We can see the first day, the second day, third day, and etc. that he met our Lord.
这在其他福音书没有的。
In the other Gospels, this is not recorded.
他跟主好像他把它写成日记一样，他把它重新拿回来。第一天他碰到主发生了什么事，第二天发生了什么事。
It's like John took a diary he had written earlier about when he met the Lord, and he wrote it down again. The first day I met the Lord, what happened? The second day, what happened? And so on and so forth.
所以这是一个完全一个完全一个不一样的不一样的一个关系。
And so for John, it seems that there is a different kind of relationship there.
我们看约翰福音一章。
So let's take a look at John chapter 1, verse 26.
我们知道当施洗约翰他说神的羔羊。
We know that when John the Baptist proclaimed, Behold the Lamb of God.
然后原本老约翰他是跟着施洗约翰的。
And we know that originally John the Apostle was a follower of John the Baptist.
但是呢，他听见了。
But he heard, when he heard John the Baptist,
施洗约翰说，这边约翰回答说，二十六节这个是施洗约翰讲的。约翰回答说，我是用水施浸，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的。
In verse 26, John the Baptist, he answered them saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not.
这是当老约翰跟随施洗约翰的时候，他第一次碰到主。
And this was the first time when John was still following John the Baptist when he met our Lord.
这是第一天。
That's the first day.
什么时候当主与我们同在，他站在我们中间的时候，我们就得救了。
When our Lord is standing here among us, when He's standing with us, that is when we first are saved.
然后二十九节。
Then verse 29.
次日，约翰，这个是施洗约翰。约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪、啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
And in verse 29 then it says, The next day John, meaning John the Baptist, seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
施洗约翰见证我们的主是神的羔羊。
John the Baptist proclaimed here that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
所以他是我们的救主，他是逾越节，为逾越节所献上的那个羊羔。
That means that he is our Savior, that he is the Passover lamb sacrificed.
所以这是第二天。
And so we see here, this is the second day.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
再次日。
Again, the next day.
约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
After John stood and two of his disciples.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪、啊，这是神的羔羊。”
And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
所以，当施洗约翰他又看见羔羊的时候
，So we see here when John the Baptist saw our Lord Jesus again.
这人让我们看见，再一次看见羔羊。
So he saw the Lamb of God again.
我们就不再看见自己。
And when we see him again, we no longer look at ourselves.
那个结果呢?
And what happened as a result of that?
就是跟谁主?
It's that we will follow our Lord.
所以呢, 那两个门徒呢, 一个就是老约翰, 一个就是安德烈。
So we know in retrospect that these two disciples who followed were our brother John and Andrew.
那当主耶稣回头问他们说, 你们要什么?
We know that Jesus turned around and asked them, "What seek you?"
他们就跟随了主, 然后主问他说, 你要什么? 他们跟主讲说,
We know that when Jesus asked them, "What do you seek?" when they followed him, what did they say?
拉比在哪里住?
They said, "Rabbi, where dwells thou?"
所以主说,
And so Jesus said, "Come and see."
他们那一天他们就跟主同住。
And so that day they dwelt with him.
第四天,
the fourth day,
安德烈就把他的兄弟彼得找来见耶稣。
Andrew went and called his brother Peter before the Lord.
41节,
in verse 41.
所以呢, 意思就是开始传福音了。
The implications are that he's starting to spread the gospel.
你看前面看见神的羔羊。
At first you see the Lamb of God.
当他们得到救恩得救了。
But after they're saved,
然后他们又看见的时候他们跟随了。
They not only see the Lamb of God and are saved, but they follow him.
再来呢?
But what comes after following the Lamb of God?
安德烈去传福音了。
Is that Andrew went and spread the gospel.
第五天,
the fifth day,
43节,
in verse 43,
又次日耶稣想要往加利利去遇见腓力就对他说来跟从我吧。
In verse 43 it says, the day following Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find Philip and said to him, "Follow me."
那为什么他会碰到腓力呢? 因为他跟安德烈是同样是伯赛大的人。
But now why would he meet up with Philip? Because Philip was from the same town as Andrew.
然后腓力呢就去把拿但业找来了。
And we see here that Philip went and grabbed Nathanael.
这是第五天。
And that's the fifth day.
第六天,
on the sixth day,
圣经没说了,
the Bible doesn't say anything.
为什么?
Why?
因为是安息日,
because it was the Sabbath.
不是那一天是安息日,
it's not that that day was the Sabbath.
那一天休息了,
but we know that that day they rested, so there was nothing written.
第七天呢?
On the seventh day,
就是第二章第一节,
was the beginning of the second chapter of John.
我们都知道, 那是主耶稣第一个行神迹,
and we know that was our Lord's first miracle,
就是迦拿的婚宴,
which was at the wedding feast in Cana.
所以老约翰他写出他跟主相遇的头七天。
And so this was how John recorded his first 7 days of meeting the Lord. And in truth, this is also our first 7 days of meeting the Lord.
很奇妙,
it's very marvelous.
创世纪有七天,
in Genesis, it talks about the first 7 days of creation.
约翰福音第一章跟第二章一开始也有七天。
And we see in John chapter 1 verse and chapter 2, there's also 7 days.
老约翰说, 第一章第一节他说什么?
What does John say in chapter 1 verse 1?
他说, 太初有道。
He says, in the beginning was the word.
刚才弟兄讲了, in the beginning.
Our brother said before, it's in the beginning.
一开始,
at the very start.
创世纪第一章第一节写什么?
What does Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 also say?
他说, 起初神创造天地。
It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
刚才又讲了, in the beginning.
As you can see, in the beginning is in both.
在旧约, 那时候, 对我们现在来讲, 那已经是旧造了。
The Old Testament, when they talked about in the beginning, that was referring to old creation.
在约翰福音这边, 讲到, 又是一个, 但是这是新造。
And, but in John, what it refers to here is the new creation.
其实我们可以看见了, 这七天里面, 跟前面一开始创世纪那七天都蛮像的。
We can see here that these 7 days parallel the 7 days of creation back in Genesis.
当亚当犯罪的时候,
when Adam sinned,
他做了什么事?
What did he do?
我们都知道, 他躲在无花果树下, 因为他用无花果的叶子编成了衣服, 对不对?
We know that he hid under the fig tree because he had made aprons of figs to cover himself.
我们看见主耶稣在哪里?
Do you recall where Jesus saw Nathanael?
在无花果的树下,
he saw him under the fig tree.
他找我们,
he is seeking us.
我们这些罪人呢,
and we who are sinners,
都跑到无花果底下躲起来,
all have run under the fig tree to hide.
神把我们找出来,
but God has found us.
所以我们感谢主,
so we truly thank our Lord.
当我们的主, 他道成了肉身, 来到地上的时候,
so when our Lord became flesh and he dwelt among us,
他好像当初神, 他创造人那时候的心意一样,
he had the heart of our God when he created the heavens and the earth.
在创世纪, 当神为什么造人呢?
In Genesis, why did God create the heavens and the earth?
乃是因为撒旦堕落了, 神所创造的都被撒旦给污染了。
In Genesis, Satan had corrupted all that God had created.
所以呢, 神, 他借着造了比天使微小一点的人。
And so because God, Satan had done that, God had to create man who was lower than the angels.
要来对付撒旦,
in order to confront Satan,
让撒旦羞愧,
to cause Satan to become ashamed,
使神自己能够让撒旦没有话可讲,
and so that God could allow Satan no word of exchange.
但是不幸的, 神所创造的人呢, 却堕落,
but unfortunately, the people whom God created, they also fell.
所以当人犯了罪以后呢,
so after man sinned,
神的旨意就被拦阻了,
God's will was withheld.
所以神还是不放弃,
but God still was not satisfied.
所以当我们的主, 他来到这个地上的时候,
so when our Lord came to this earth,
他还是要把神, 他当初起初的心意来完成,
he came to fulfill the original will of the Father.
但是呢, 要完成这个第一步, 要让我们得救。
But in order to accomplish this, he first had to save us.
让我们从撒旦的权势底下, 能够被拯救出来。
And to deliver us from the dominion of Satan.
但这不是神起初创造人的心意。
But this was not God's plan originally when he created man.
神救人是因为人犯了罪, 岔出去了。
The reason God had to save man was because man wandered off from the path God had set for him.
所以神把我们救回来, 不是目的。
So it wasn't in God's original purpose to rescue us.
神救我们, 乃是要我们被他拯救回来以后, 我们可以完成神那一开始的心意。
Rather, God's original purpose is that when we are saved, that we can fulfill His will in us.
所以为什么主要来到这个地上?
And so that's why our Lord came to this earth.
他要我们来跟随他。
He wants us to follow Him.
不是单单得救而已。
It's not to be barely saved.
如果我们仅仅得救，
if we are simply just saved,
那当然我们的盼望就只有在这个地上。
Our hope then is only on this earth.
保罗说什么呢？
What does Paul say?
保罗说，如果我们只在今生有盼望，
Paul says that if we only have hope in this earth,
那我们就比众人更可怜。
Then we are more pitiful than the multitude.
因为我们所想的，我们所要的，我们所爱慕的，就是在这个地上。
Because what we want, what we love, what we think about, that's all on this earth.
这也不是神的心意。
This is not God's will for us.
所以神来到地上，他最后他被钉在十字架上面，他是要救我们。
So our Lord Jesus, when he came to this earth, when he was nailed on the cross, that was all to save us.
但是他要在这个地上停留一段时间，因为他要呼召我们，他要让我们看见这里有一条路，我们必须跟随。
But our Lord, when he came to this earth, he stayed for a while because he wanted to show us the way. He wanted to call us to follow him.
我们约翰福音已经查到，倒数第二章了。快要查完了。
In John, we have already studied together till the second to last chapter.
刚才我们有读到，那个约翰，老约翰跟安德烈就来跟随他。
If you recall, we read just before that John and Andrew went and followed our Lord.
那你如果读到约翰福音最后一章呢？
If you read at the end of John,
主耶稣说跟彼得说什么？
What does our Lord Jesus say to Peter?
你来跟随我。
Come, follow me.
所以从一开始，一直到最后，没有别的路。
So we see from the beginning through the end, there is no other way to walk.
只有跟随。
The only way we can walk is by following our Lord.
所以我们很感谢主。
So we truly thank our Lord.
如果他仅仅只是要救我们这个罪人的话，
because if he came simply just to save us sinners,
我们还是会失败。
We still will fail.
就像在创世纪的时候一样，
just like in Genesis.
因为仇敌不愿意让神得胜，
because as we know, God's enemy does not want our Lord to overcome.
仇敌就是要败坏一切神所创造的。
We know our enemy is constantly trying to corrupt whatever God has made.
但是我们的主来到这个地上。
But our Lord came to this earth.
他要我们跟随他的脚踪。
And he wants us to follow in his footsteps.
让我们有路可走。
So that we may have a path to walk.
否则当我们得救了，很喜乐。
Otherwise, when we believe in the Lord, we're very joyful.
我们受浸了，我们也很开心。
And after we get baptized, we're very happy.
那下一步呢？
But what's the next step?
当我们回到我们的学校，
when we go back to our schools,
回到我们的工作地点，
or maybe when we go back to our work,
或者甚至回到我们的家庭，
or when we go back home,
我们知道我们很容易失败。
We know ourselves very well that we are weak people who fail.
因为那个世界的王就想办法霸占我们的心。
Because the king of this world is constantly looking for ways to occupy our hearts.
所以主他来到地上，他要给我们看见有一条路让我们可以走。
So that's why our Lord came to this earth. He wanted to show us a way on which we can walk.
这一条路呢，我们也可以说好像主在训练我们一样。
We could say that this path is the way of the Lord, that the Lord uses to train us.
但是主的训练跟我们现在地上在学校的训练完全不一样。
But our God's training is very different from physical training we receive at school.
他实在是照着我们一步一步的来带我们。
He guides us step by step on the way.
我们刚才不是念到吗？因为施洗约翰说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
Do you remember what we read before? It talked about the John the Baptist declaring, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
所以这两原本跟随施洗约翰的这两个门徒呢，一个老约翰，一个安德烈呢，他们就跟随了。And
we know that the old disciples of John the Baptist, namely John and Andrew, went and followed Jesus.
所以跟随主呢，就是跟随羔羊。
So to follow our Lord is to follow the Lamb of God.
那跟随羔羊呢，这不得不就跟逾越节的故事有关系了。And
to follow the Lamb of God, we must needs refer that to the Passover.
所以也很奇妙的。It's
very marvelous.
在约翰福音里面。In
John,
老约翰他就记载了四次的逾越节。
The Apostle John writes down four instances of the Passover.
当然有些人说去查一下只有三次啊。
In John, when people flip through John, they take a look and count, they realize, oh, there's only three.
不过的确是有四次。
But actually there is four.
我们来看一下。
Let's take a look where it is.
所以约翰福音你就可以变成照着这四次的逾越节
And through these four Passovers, you can see that there are three periods when Jesus walked the earth with his disciples.
因为当我们的主30岁，他开始出来执事的时候，
Because our Lord Jesus, when he came out at the age of 30 to begin his ministry,
所以他的执事是三年半。
We know his ministry was 3.5 years.
所以这中间就经过四次逾越节。And
so through these years, he went celebrated the Passover 4 times.
所以他真是神所预备的羔羊。And
so he truly is the Lamb of God.
第一个在约翰福音2章13节。The
first one is in John chapter 2 verse 23.
老约翰第一次提到逾越节。It's
the first time that John mentions the Passover.
他说犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。It
says, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did.
那时候，好像还像一个影子一样。At
that time, Jesus was still like a blip on the screen.
没人知道我们的主就是那个逾越节的羔羊。
No one at that time understood that our Lord Jesus was the Passover Lamb.
第二次,
the second time?
那当然,第二次是在五章一节。
The second time it's mentioned is in John chapter 5 verse 1.
这事以后到了犹太人的一个节期, 耶稣就上了耶路撒冷去。
Verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
就是这个地方，他没有提逾越节这个名称。And
it is here that it doesn't specify it's a Passover feast.
但是如果你看原文的话，他是说那节期。But
if you look at the original Greek text, it says that feast.
那节期，the feast.
Or rather, the feast, which then, if you think about it, will refer to the Passover.
所以到了第二个逾越节的时候, 老约翰已经跟随主一年多一点。So
at this time already, our brother John had already followed the Lord for around a year.
在六章三节,
in chapter 6, verse 3,
第三个逾越节,
it mentions the third Passover.
我们知道五饼二鱼的故事。
We all know the story of the five loaves and the two fish.
就在那时候发生。
It was during around this time that this miracle happened.
约翰跟随主两年。So
at this point, John had followed our Lord for 2 years.
19章14节。
In chapter 19, verse 14.
预备逾越节的日子，就是预备羔羊的日子。
It says at the it was at the preparation of the Passover.
那也就是正月十四日。 当十二点到三点的时候，我们的主就被挂在十字架上面。
And we know that it was around that day, from 12 p.m. through 3 p.m. that our Lord was hung on the cross.
主就真正成为逾越节所献上的那个羔羊。
And at that point, our Lord Jesus became the Passover lamb.
那是第四个逾越节。
And that's at the fourth Passover.
老约翰那时候跟随主三年多一点。
And we know at that point, the Apostle John had followed our Lord for 3 years.
他亲眼在十字架下看见那个羔羊被献上。
He personally witnessed the Lamb of God being sacrificed.
这就是老约翰他的跟随。
And so this was what John did when he followed our Lord.
他跟随羔羊。
He followed the Lamb of God.
大家记不记得在启示录那里讲到那些得胜者？
Does everyone recall in Revelation when it describes the overcomers?
得胜者是什么呢？
How do they describe these overcomers?
无论羔羊往哪里去，他们都跟随。
It describes them as wherever the Lamb goes, there they follow.
所以老约翰他记载了怎么样跟随这位主。
So we see here that Apostle John describes how to follow the Lamb.
主也让我们看见这里有一条路是唯一跟随他道路的方式。
And our Lord himself has described here that this is the only way we can walk on in order to follow him.
没有其他的方式。
There is no other way.
约翰他跟随主，实在叫他当他年老的时候，他看见，他重新回想，所以他为什么记载下来？因为这是唯一的路。
Why did John write all this down, even though he was so well, he was well aged, is because he remembered and followed our Lord.
所以为什么他在约翰一二三书里面那时候恳切的劝弟兄姐妹恳切的提醒弟兄姐妹因为在那个时候已经有很多的逼迫很多的异端出来。
And so that's why when he wrote 1st John, 2nd John, and 3rd John, he was constantly exhorting the brothers and sisters because during that time, there were many persecutions and many false doctrines.
叫弟兄姐妹们呢很难跟随很难再继续然后坚持下去
So at that time as it became difficult for brothers and sisters to truly follow our Lord to persevere
所以他重新回想主当时候怎么样来带领这一批的门徒
And so he recalled then how our Lord had led the disciples
我们感谢主。
We truly thank our Lord.
在约翰一书里面提到，他说我们不需要人的教训。
In 1 John, we know that our Lord says, we do not need anyone to teach us.
他说要顺从恩高的教训。
Rather, we should submit to that, the teaching of grace.
因为我们的主，他来，他不是用一个教训来救我们。
Because we know when our Lord came, He did not come with a doctrine to save us.
他乃是用他自己的生命摆在这个地上，让我们有一条路。
But rather, He laid out His life on this earth so that we may have a path to walk on.
而我们呢？
Now, what about us?
就是看你有没有个愿意的心。
That depends on whether or not you have a willing heart.
好像那作诗的人一样。
Just like the Psalms.
神是他唯一的。
He describes how God is his all.
在天上，在地上，都没有什么可以让他可以取代的。
How in heaven and on earth there is nothing that he could desire.
我们今天可以被取代神的太多太多了。
Many times today we don't look upon the Lord like that.
我们不要讲到世界的东西。
Let's not even talk about the things of this world.
有时候光我们的服事都会把我们的主给取代。
Many times even our services before the Lord replace our Lord.
有时候我们服事的工作就把我们的主就是取代。
Many times when we serve the Lord, that distracts us from the Lord Himself.
这为什么主他在地上的时候就这样子一再一再的提醒我们？
And so that's why our Lord on this earth, He constantly reminds us.
他说有许多人称呼主啊主啊的人，不一定都能够进天国。
Says many of you will say, Lord, Lord, but not all of you will enter the kingdom of heaven.
主不是叫我们不工作。
God's not telling us here not to do anything.
当你被主爱吸引的时候，你一定乐意为主工作。
When you are drawn to the Lord because of His love, you cannot but want to work for Him.
但是主他提醒我们。
But our Lord reminds us.
工作服事不能取代他。
That our work and our services, they cannot replace Him.
这为什么他对马大这样子说
？And so that's why he said to Martha.
那个上好的，那个不能取代的，你却因着忙碌取代了。
Said that good portion, which cannot be replaced, you have missed out on that.
所以主在这个地上，我们看见。当他呼召我们的时候
，So we see that on this earth when our Lord calls us，
实在有他很有智慧的在那边带领我们每一位。
Truly, He leads us and guides us with much wisdom。
没有太多时间把这些仔细的提到，但是呢，你可以看见，就像我们刚才提的，那在那个四个逾越节的那个中间的阶段里面。
I don't have much time to describe the details, but if you take a look between the four Passovers mentioned in John,
我们看见那些门徒们跟随主也是一点一点越来越靠近，越来越跟主越密切。
We see that the disciples, when they followed our Lord, gradually they approached him. I mean, they got close to him, and it was a process.
主呼召门徒的时候，他跟安德烈跟约翰，他就说：“你们来跟从我。”但是呢，他那时候并没有说你们要背起十字架来跟从我。
We know that when our Lord Jesus first asked John and Andrew to follow him, he said, "Come, follow me." He didn't say, "Take up your cross and follow me."
第一个，他那时候这样讲，他们相信也不懂。
The first reason why is if he had said that, they wouldn't have understood at all.
第二个，他如果这样讲了。他们可能就吓跑了。
Or second, if he had actually said that, then they would have been scared to death and ran off.
今天我们看见我们的弟兄姐妹刚受洗，刚信主，我们看见他比较稍微热心一点的时候。
Today, when we see brothers and sisters how they're zealous for God, how they just became saved,
我们就说要背起十字架跟从主。
We tell them you must take up your cross and follow me.
我们把他吓跑。
We might have scared them to death.
我们主没有。
But our Lord didn't.
但是他就讲了一句最关键也最基本也是我们现在最需要的，你要跟从我。
But he said something which was very basic, fundamental, which we all need today, which is to follow me, which is our Lord.
他没有叫他们你要该怎么做。
He didn't tell them, oh, you should do this or that.
直到主说要背起十字架来跟从我这一句话，其实那已经是在第三个阶段了。
When our Lord Jesus actually said the words "Take up your cross and follow me," it was already during the last year of his life.
已经在第三个逾越节了。
It's already around the time of the third Passover.
记不记得那时候主呼召了十二个门徒？
Does everyone recall our Lord called four disciples?
在马太福音里面。
And that's in the book of Matthew.
山上的教训。
And he called them and he gave them the Beatitudes.
那时候其实呢，用比较通俗的话来讲，那时候才真正开学了。
To use a colloquial term, that was when a school started actually for the disciples.
之前这些门徒们呢，特别第一年，他们并不是每天都跟着主耶稣的。
To be honest, in the first year, the disciples were not constantly following our Lord Jesus.
他们譬如有一些聚会的时候，他们来，譬如说迦拿的婚宴。
They would come and hang out with our Lord at certain gatherings, like the wedding at Cana.
或者是有一些什么聚集的情况，他们来。
Or some special gathering, they would come together with our Lord.
然后中间，我们知道像彼得他们又去打鱼，主又来呼召一次，他们才把网放下，对不对？
And we know that Peter and his brother, they would go back and fish, and that's why Jesus later had to actually go over and directly call them to lay down their nets to follow him.
主一直来找，一直来找。
Our Lord Jesus kept looking for them.
直到差不多三年过去了。
Until after around 3 years,
这些门徒们稍微对主也认识一点，跟主更亲近一点。
When the disciples had gone to know the Lord a little deeper, a little more.
所以主就选了十二个门徒。
And it was at that time that our Lord Jesus selected 12 disciples.
所以叫他们要去。
And he sent them forth, he said, go.
前面都是主说叫他们来。
In the past, our Lord kept saying, come.
所以当我们跟随主的时候，我们可能有时候也是一样，一开始我们可能好像一下被吸引，然后一下又有别的事物把我们给影响了。
Many times in our life, we are often distracted by the things of this world.
但是我们的主一直一直呼召我们来来来。
Our Lord Jesus constantly is calling us to come.
等到我们稍微成熟一点。
But after we mature a little,
差不多就是在第三个逾越节过后以后，门徒就是每一天跟主生活在一起。
So it was around after the third Passover that the disciples began daily to walk with the Lord, to live with him.
他们跟着主巡回布道。
They followed him when he went and preached to others.
最后他们也跟着主上耶路撒冷。
And in the end, they followed our Lord Jesus to Jerusalem.
我们在福音书里面实在没有看见主给他们什么训练的功课。
In the Gospels, we don't see specifically what kind of discipleship our Lord gave his disciples.
主不过有时候借着他们软弱提醒他们。
Our Lord would remind them, of course, when they had shortcomings.
或借着神迹奇事让他们看见主的荣耀。
Or through miracles, he would manifest some God's glory to them.
主很少很少责备他们。
Our Lord Jesus did not rebuke them often.
主他亲自成为一个榜样，他做给门徒们看。
Instead, our Lord was an example constantly to the disciples.
他亲自也让我们看见这条路是一个榜样的路。
And he caused us to see that this path that he wanted disciples to walk was a path of example.
所以为什么当这些门徒们我们知道当主在钉十字架之后门徒们也灰心过也软弱过
So we see when our Lord Jesus went on the cross our disciples were weary they were downtrodden
但是当他们再次看见主从死里复活以后
But when they saw our Lord Jesus rise from the dead,
那个惧怕就完全除去了
All their fears were removed.
他们一个一个为主站立得住
And they were able to stand firm for our Lord.
所以当老约翰他晚年的时候他写约翰福音
So when the elderly John wrote this gospel,
他就想起我们的主，他怎样一步一步带领他。
He was reminded of each step in the way that our Lord led the disciples.
我们知道我们的老弟兄实在是那渴慕我们的主。
We truly know.That our brother was someone who looked and desired the Lord.
所以他能够跟随。
And that's why he could follow.
能够长久的跟随。
He could follow a long time.
即使付任何的代价。
Even though he had to pay any price.
记不记得他还在拔摩海岛的时候。
Remember on the island of Patmos.
在第一章里面提到
In the first chapter mentioned in Revelation
他说他在主日的时候
It says on the Lord's day Let's turn to Revelation and take a look at that
第一章启示录第一章第九节
Revelation chapter 1 verse 9
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上
It says I John who also am your brother and a companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle that's called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ
当主日我被圣灵感动听见在我后面有大声音如号如吹号
Verse 10 I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet
他是一个人被单独关在放逐在拔摩海岛
He was alone by himself left on the island of Patmos
他没有其他弟兄姐妹跟他在一起
He had no fellow brothers and sisters with him
他怎么知道那一天是主日呢
So how would he know that was the Lord's day?
他必定他时时刻刻他在想念着他的主
It must be that he constantly and daily remembered our Lord
他想念他的弟兄
And he remembered his brothers and sisters in Christ
他虽然受到这么大的逼迫
Even though he underwent such great persecution
他想我们的主
He thought of our Lord
也就是因为他的心就好像诗篇73篇刚才我们念到那个作诗人的心一样
And because his heart was like that of the psalmist in Psalm 73
我们的主把这样一个大的启示跟意象摆在他里面
That was why our Lord gave him such a great revelation
他想到他当初怎样他第一天遇见主耶稣
He was reminded of the day that he first met our Lord
他怎样在这三年半里面跟随我们的主
How in these 3.5 years he had followed our Lord
我们也常常求主让我们回想我们怎样遇见主
May we also Remember and recall when we met our Lord.
我们怎样被主呼召？
How we were called by our Lord.
我们怎样与弟兄姐妹们一起来跟随主？
And how we with brothers and sisters can follow our Lord.
跟随主不需要你有什么聪明头脑。
To follow the Lord doesn't require a smart head.
跟随主只要看你有没有心。
Rather, it only requires that you have a heart.
我们一起祷告。
Let's end with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们也不是一个人跟随。
We are not following you alone.
主啊，我们有这么多的弟兄姐妹一起跟随。
We know that all of us brothers and sisters are together following you.
我们还有走在我们前面的弟兄姐妹们，但是我们也可以跟随。
And we also have brothers and sisters who walk ahead of us, whom we could look towards.
主啊，当你第一天遇见门徒的时候
，Lord, on the first day that you met the disciples.
我们的弟兄约翰、安德烈，他们已经被主接到荣耀里去了。
Our brothers John and Andrew, they've already been received into glory with you.
这历世历代以来，多少爱慕你显现的主啊，他们都接到荣耀里去了。
We know from generation to generation, so many brothers and sisters who loved you.Have been taken up into glory.
主啊，今天我们竟然蒙了何等大的恩典！我们今天被你拯救回来，并且，主啊，我们聚在一处，主啊，我们能够跟随你。
Lord, today we have been blessed by your grace. We have been able to gather here and to follow you. We want to thank you for that.
主啊，但愿。我们像那个鹿渴慕溪水一样，我们渴慕你。
Lord, as the deer pants for the waters, may our souls pant for you.
主啊，在天上，在地上，主啊，我们没有什么可爱慕的。
Lord, in heaven and earth, there is no one else we can desire.
主啊，好叫我们的跟随，主啊，我们实在是能够单纯。
May we be pure when we follow.
好叫我们的跟随实在是讨你喜悦。
So that we can truly please you when we follow you.
主啊，也求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
主啊，这个世界实在是像你所说的，撒旦塞我们像塞麦子一样。
Lord, truly we know that in this world that Satan is shifting us like wheat.
主啊。我们常常信心动摇。
Many times, Lord, our faith is moved.
主啊，有时候好像我们走不下去。
Many times it seems we can't keep walking.
主啊，但愿你坚固我们。
But Lord, may you strengthen us.
主啊，但愿我们想到我们跟你相遇的第一天。
May we recall the first day we met you.
你第一次呼召我们的时候。
The first day you called us.
来跟从我。
To follow you.
主啊，我们愿意跟从。
Lord, we are willing to follow you.
求你在这末世的时候，你实在是坚固你自己的儿女们。
In these latter times, please strengthen your brothers and sisters.
主啊，我们能够与弟兄姐妹一同的走在这条路上。
So that we can walk together on this path.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you, we praise you.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.